The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
In this sitting, I'd like to offer a tool, a tip, something that I've been finding useful in my own practice in the last week or two. It's a very simple reflection, basically. It's kind of a reminder, a wisdom reminder, that I found really useful in terms of supporting a very balanced approach to what's happening in the mind. So it'll be a relatively short guided part of the reflection, but we'll just start and then see how it goes. So allowing yourself to check in to how you are in this moment. And seeing if there can be some measure of relaxation. Just in a simple way. Connecting to your body and relaxing the body. And just checking in with how you are in this moment. Just what's the state or the experience of the body and mind right now, just however it is. No judgment, just honesty with this is how it is right now. And taking in, aware of how it is right now. The awareness of how it is right now is the meditation, is the practice. And a little supportive reminder for myself that I find as I attune to how I am in this moment, just acknowledging that. Sometimes there can be a very, very small, kind of subtle in the background comparison to perhaps other times of life or other practice periods or other days, maybe before the whole shelter-in-place thing happened. There can be this subtle comparison in the mind, just a subtle bit of should be a little different, should be calmer, should be something. And so just taking in how you are in this moment. This is how it is. There may be whatever is happening. There may be some energy in the body and mind. There may be a little bit of physical sensations, some discomfort perhaps. Whatever is happening, and the awareness of that. This is what the meditation is supposed to be like right now. no different than it is. It's like this. This is what the meditation is supposed to be like. And I found it that whatever that subtle belief or idea that something different should be happening can just creep back in. And so I would occasionally remind myself, whatever the experience is, the awareness of that is what the meditation is supposed to be like. Another piece that I found useful, or kind of have noticed in my own experience, and so again, this may or may not be relevant for you, but I'll offer this reflection also. To really settle back and just the most obvious thing about what is happening right now is enough. There's no need to try to track what is happening. Sometimes we can, with the recognition, oh, this is what it's supposed to be like, we might try to keep up with what it is supposed to be like. We don't have to do that. It can be really simple. Connecting with this experience in this moment, awareness of that. And this is what the meditation is supposed to be like. Simple. You may or may not be able to just rest in that space of knowing whatever is happening, this is what the meditation is supposed to be like. If so, you're welcome to just continue with this form of open awareness, form of receptive awareness, practice. It is a complete practice in and of itself. Or if this doesn't resonate for you, or if the mind is not connecting with this particular form of practice at this time, you're welcome to just shift to whatever is supportive for you, whatever supports you to settle, to connect, to land in your experience. whether that's metta practice or body awareness or breath meditation. But even if you orient or attune to some other experience, the breath, for example, however the breath is, however the awareness of that is, this is the breath that's supposed to be happening. Or in the body, these are the body sensations. This is the experience that is supposed to be happening. It is what is happening. And the awareness of that is what is supposed to be, what the meditation is supposed to be. This is what the meditation is supposed to be. Just continuing to practice in whatever way supports you right now.